I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
Okay, everybody, welcome on in. It's KSL's unrivaled Alex Keery. Scott Mitchell, thanks for being with us. Whether it's live or whether it's a replay like it's playing on my screen, I have no problem watching the Masters early rounds. It's the only tournament that I am okay watching all the early rounds in, Scott.
And oh, is the Masters going on?
Oh, come on.
I didn't even know.
Come on. You're wearing that full white jumpsuit all week. You're not fooling anybody.
No, I'm wearing a green shirt and white pants. That's what you wear.
That's what you wear. Yes, we are here. We are around for another show. We've got a lot going on. Hey, the Jazz are facing off again tonight after that overtime disappointing victory at Phoenix last night. Despite Donovan Mitchell's massive efforts, we're going to talk about that game in just a little while, but I want to talk about Donovan Mitchell himself. Starting things off right here, it's the 705 Cut.
The Cut at 705. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
Brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. Struggling with ED? Sick of pills? Visit WasatchMedicalClinic.com for a free offer. Scott, I've been reading a couple things here. What I try to do is I did something early today when I saw we were going to be talking about this topic, and I just Googled Donovan Mitchell MVP, and I looked for outside sources that were just like, see, you've got Boyd Matheson inside sources. I'm looking for outside sources.
Gotcha.
I want the outside sources because I basically am a glutton for punishment. I want to see the trash talk that other people are throwing down on Donovan Mitchell. Now, everybody's whole thing, here's what, outside of the state of Utah, when it comes to Donovan Mitchell being discussed as one of the better players or one of the best players in the league, which his numbers are proving that he is, okay? So when you have a list of guys like this, so let me give you a list of players who are averaging 25.8 points a game at least, 4.5 rebounds, and 5.5 assists per game. Let me tell you the list. Steph Curry, Luka Doncic, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Kyrie Irving, Nikola Jokic, James Harden, and Donovan Mitchell. Those are the seven. Now, throw out James Harden. He's not an MVP because, there's too many guys. Kyrie Irving's already on that list, so you can only have one person from that team, and that's it. But you think about the rest of the people on there, Steph Curry, Luka Doncic, the Greek Freak, you know, Nikola Jokic. These are guys who we speak of like in all as superstars in the league. But
correct.
Donovan Mitchell's not one of these guys. Now, I went around, and everybody starts with the, yeah, I know Donovan Mitchell's doing a pretty good job this year for the Utah Jazz. And that's how they started. And then here comes the big but, Scott. Oh, but Utah's not as good as the LA teams, which is exactly what Doc Rivers said a week and a half ago. When they saw the Jazz playing on TV, when they're in the middle of that 9-game win streak, and Doc Rivers goes, yeah, but listen, the best teams in LA are the Clippers and the Lakers. The best teams in the West are still the Lakers and the Clippers.
Here's the thing.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, here's the thing about that argument, okay? Your record is always what your record is. Like, you can wish and you can hope and you can – this isn't college football where it's subjective. Where they go, oh, no, the best team in the NBA is the Los Angeles Lakers. You know, if everyone's healthy, they'll win. But they're not healthy, and they're not winning. And your record is always what your record is. And the reality is, and the NBA hates this, everyone hates this, media hates this, is that the Phoenix Suns and the Utah Jazz are the best teams in the NBA.
Right.
Now, here's the problem with Donovan Mitchell and being the MVP.
Oh, here comes Scott's big butt.
It's not a butt, okay? Watching that game last night against Phoenix, and Phoenix is a good team, right? But the Jazz should be – they should just beat Phoenix. They really should.
Yeah.
But look at Chris Paul. As much as we hate Chris Paul, when the game was on the line,
he shows up, man.
He understood what to do to win the game. And it was really simple. You're going to get a pick and roll kind of right around the foul line, and he's going to get this like high percentage shot. Because the thing that's important, like at the end of the game, is buckets, right? So you can shoot all the threes you want all the time. But if you can consistently go down the court and score 2 points at the end of a game, it puts massive amounts of pressure on the Utah team or the opposing team, whomever
it
is.
And you're saying Donovan doesn't have that right now.
He doesn't. He's starting to develop that. You see that happen, but it's just still a little bit out of control. It's almost like he's trying too hard.
Yeah, he's taking over, and he's like, I'm just going to do everything here.
And it's just like when I was watching this last night, it reminded me of playing in the NFL, where you could not wait for the last 2 minutes of a game. Like, I relished it. Like, I wasn't, like, nervous. I wasn't. Because you're in total control of the outcome. It's not like it's the first half. It's like if you go down the field and score right now, you win the game, period. And to have that kind of control in a game is a great feeling. And those great players, the MVP type of players, they see that moment. And I haven't, you know, we talk about these important games the Jazz are playing against good teams. And I haven't seen it. I haven't seen the Jazz really know how to close out a game. And I think that's what people are referring to.
So you're one of these guys who is saying Donovan Mitchell is not even close to MVP caliber of a player.
What I'm saying is –
because you're buying into the big market stuff where you're like, oh, he's not good enough because
– This is a fair criticism, Alex. This isn't Shaquille O'Neal kind of stuff. This is fair to say this because – I don't think it's that he's not capable of it, but your record and who you are is what you do. Whether you want to, it just is. You can't fight your record. So if you want to do it, if you want to be it, then go out and make it your record. Now, the Jazz have that opportunity. The Jazz can finish out this season because guess what? Even after the loss last night, they're still in first place. It doesn't change. And they've got a schedule that's very favorable to them for the rest of the season. I'm not worried about that. I'm worried when they get in crunch time, when they get in the playoffs, do they have the ability to really make it happen? And that's when Donovan Mitchell becomes an MVP.
And I want to go back to that Doc Rivers quote. And here's what it is right here. You ready? He said, listen, Utah has been great, but I still think the Clippers and the Lakers are the teams to beat in the West. The Lakers are not good.
Because they have the players.
And the Suns are being ignored, too. So it's like, it's not just the Jazz.
But they have the players, Alex. They have the players that have done it. He's just got to do it.
They're not doing it, though. They're all also not doing it.
I understand. So what I'm trying to say, Donovan Mitchell does it the rest of the season. The Jazz finish with the best record. He's done it. His record speaks for itself, and he should be the MVP.
Let's come back and talk about some of those high pressure games that the Jazz have been in on the road, how they've performed, how last night's game matches up with what tonight's game looks like against the Trailblazers, who are in town. The Jazz have lost two straight now. Hopefully, they won't hit a 3-game skid, which would be the worst of the year so far for them. Stay right here with us. More to go. It's KSL's Unrivaled on KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.